Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hello, everyone. Lisa is away today, so I'll be hosting the show solo. I love doing this radio show because it allows me to speak to really smart people who I learn a lot from. And our next guest is an example of someone who I've learned so much from on the green front. Lisa Barris, known as the Healthy Home Dream Team. She's an expert when it comes to anything green. And today she's going to share spring green tips for our closet and how we can make money doing that. Welcome back to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
All right. Let's jump right in.
Okay. Well, it's always good to clean out that closet. And the reason is that the average American throws away 70 pounds of used clothing every year. And we are sending 11 million tons of textiles straight to the dump. So this is literally clogging up our landfills, and it's emitting greenhouse gases and ultimately costing us millions of dollars in landfill disposal fees. So, you know, it's not necessary. 90% of the clothing we drop into the trash is perfectly recyclable. So, you know, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but a lot of the materials and the fabrics and the textiles can actually be recycled into household products, like paving material can be made from the soles of shoes. They've even done, I think Nike had a program with basketball courts with their shoes. You can do baseball and softball filling from your old wool sweaters, jewelry box linings, and carpet padding can be made from coats and sweaters, wiping cloths, and even home insulation can be made from denim jeans, which is actually one of my favorite insulation materials for the home. Get rid of that nasty fiberglass. But anyway, so most of us apply to the 80-20 rule, which applies to our closet as well, wherein we are wearing 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. And are you guilty of that? I know I am. I mean, I have this corner where it's just like my favorite section.
Exactly.
So we can either donate these clothes, which a lot of us are maybe doing. You know, there's Goodwill, there's Salvation Army, there's Vietnam Vets of America. And there's another new organization that I wanted to mention called PlanetAid.org. They are really fantastic. They have these yellow bins that they set up in cities across America. And I'm not sure if you, well, actually, I don't know about Canada, too, but I don't know if anyone listening has seen these, but they're literally placed, and you can go to their website, which is planetaid.org, and put in your zip code to find out where there's a drop-off box, these yellow drop boxes near you, and you can recycle your old clothes, really poorly conditioned clothes, too. So if you have things that you think, no one's going to want, you know, to buy back or I can't donate, they'll take anything. And they literally use the money for, you know, to restore parts of the world that need help, and your donation is tax deductable. And I put in my zip code, and I was surprised there were three, like, right near me. So that's really...
What do they do with it? So first of all, it's Planet Aid, A-I-D. That's how...
PlanetAid.org, yep.
Okay, and then what do they do with it? So you drop it off, and then they recycle it?
They recycle it.
What do they do?
Yeah, they recycle it and make it into, basically... The money that they use supports developmental projects in some of the poorest parts of the world.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So that's a really great thing to do. You know, it's, you don't have to recycle your clothes. They'll do it for you. What were you going to say?
I was going to say it's really great for, especially for parents with baby clothes, because I know for myself, first of all, anyone who throws out clothes, I think, you know, in today's day and age, there's so many people, you can give it to a friend, you can give it, like you said, organizations. But
exactly.
I think when it comes down to certain clothes, even you reuse them in your house for rags, right?
Right,
I think,
exactly.
You know,
perfect. Old t-shirts,
when it comes to
great.
Parents, right, exactly. When it comes to parents, I think, you know, there's always, you give away baby clothes, but then you always have those clothes that are so stained that you're like, well, I'm not going to give this to anybody. What do I do?
Right.
So, you know, would that, would Planet Aid take even clothes like that?
Yes, they take anything. They'll take stains.
Awesome.
They'll take, you know, just ugly, as they say, their words, they'll take ugly clothes. So that's what I like about it, too. Like, you really shouldn't be wasting anything in your closet. Think about, you know, and I'm going to give you another option, too, which is to make money from your clothes. So if, you know, if the donation aspect doesn't work and you want to make a little extra cash, you can now sell your clothes so easily. And obviously, we're all familiar with Craigslist and eBay, but some people aren't as savvy with setting all that up. So there are numerous places now that you can buy them or sell them back online that make it really easy. A lot of these places really do want your clothes in good condition, no stains, no tears.
Right.
And most of them won't buy back fast fashion brands, which would include like Forever 21 or Wet Seal. I highly advise not shopping at those stores anyway, because independent testing has shown that these clothes from these companies contain high levels of lead. They found in the purses, the belts. And it's also, there's a new documentary coming out called True Cost, where they really show, you know, just an eye-opening peek into the fashion industry's impact on people on the planet. So, you know, go for quality. Go for, when you're purchasing, go for clothing that's going to last and get away from that cheap stuff. But anyway, so just to go through a few that you can sell to. So one is called Threadflip. I don't know if you're familiar with these, but these types of companies are popping up.
That's great.
Okay. Yes, Threadflip I have used. You literally, they'll send you a bag and a label. You fill it up with your clothes. You send it back to them, and they'll go through it, and they'll pick the ones they want. They'll photograph them for you. They'll upload them. They'll sell them, and they'll put the money directly into your PayPal account.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
It's so fantastic. I've done it, so I can tell you firsthand it works. And what's great is if you're not super tech savvy and you don't want to be taking the photos and mailing the things, they do it all for you. So that's
one of my favorites.
And what
do they do with the clothes that they don't want?
Then you have an option. I think it's like $5. They'll send them back to you, or they'll donate them. And obviously, your donation
in the United States.
They'll donate them anywhere.
No, I said this is for anywhere, like you can send it anywhere in the United States, like they'll send it back to you. Okay, interesting. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. They'll charge you, and like I said, I think it's a nominal fee to send back. I think it's $5, and you get whatever you want back. I donated my leftovers just because at that point it's like, well, you know, it's tax deductible. It helps someone else, and you know you're not going to wear that stuff anyway. And then there's another one like that called Poshmark. They only do women's clothing, so you kind of have to go through these companies and find out, you know, do they do men's, do they do women's? Some do, you know, babies are all across the board. They have an app that you can use, and they're really more for the do-it-yourselfer because you have to photograph. Tradesy, I don't know if you've heard of them. They started off being really popular in the wedding, reselling old wedding dresses and wedding, you know, mother of the bride dresses and things like that. They'll take 9% of the sale, and you get to keep the rest, same kind of concept. And a new one that I just used is called Twice, and their website's liketwice.com. They're really unique because you send the entire bag of your clothes. Same concept. They'll send you the bag. They'll send you the free shipping label.
Wow.
And when they get it, and you can stuff this bag, pretty heavy. When they get it, they'll give you a lump sum offer. So they'll say, we're going to give you X amount of money for this, and you can either accept it or reject it. And then, again, they'll put the money right into your PayPal account. So it's pretty fantastic.
That is so interesting. And I think, you know, and I love that there's options like that because, you know, I'm going to check if they're in Canada too, because I really hope they are, because I think it offers, you know, it'll offer, you know, us Canadians options as well. But
exactly.
I think that, you know, when I remember when my son was born, this was, oh my gosh, so many years ago, almost 12 years ago, there was a woman on my street who had older kids, and I bought a whole bunch. I think it was like $50 or $100. I bought an entire bag full of clothes that literally lasted him for so many years.
That is
it was
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, oh, especially with kids because they wear them so, you know, infrequently. And I want to mention one more. For anyone that's got an old wedding dress sitting in their closet, you can go to preownedweddingdresses.com and you can sell your dress online. I actually did this. And it is fantastic because you know what? I mean, unless you have a daughter that you're going to pass down to, and well, I don't know if that really works
anymore.
Chances
are they're not wearing
change.
That anyways.
Exactly. So another bride gets to, you know, enjoy your dress and you get the cash and it goes into your PayPal again. And they'll do everything wedding. So check out
site
too.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Well, Lisa, thanks for being on the show today. You could check Lisa out at ronandlisa.com and you could follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Clean out your closet and make some money.